Three people were killed and six others injured when a Russian missile hit a five-story apartment building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said several floors of the building were destroyed in the strike, which occurred before dawn. The state emergency service said in an online statement that it had rescued 11 people so far. Zaporizhia is a large city, home to one of Europe's largest nuclear power plants. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered his condolences over the train accident in Greece that killed at least 47 people and injured dozens more. This as rescuers continued their search amid the mangled wrecks of the two trains that collided. In Athens, riot police faced off with stone-throwing protesters outside the offices of Greece's rail operator, many furious over Greece's deadliest train crash. The U.S. and Russia have held their highest-level in-person talks since before Moscow's Ukraine's invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I spoke briefly with Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov.
At the G20 conference in New Delhi, officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken chatted with his Russian counterpart for about 10 minutes, their first face-to-face meeting in more than a year. Blinken later said he delivered a familiar message.
End this war of aggression.
And that the U.S. will back Kyiv as long as needed while working on a diplomatic solution.
President Putin, however, has demonstrated zero interest in engaging.
And there were no signs of progress at the conference, which ended with the 20 nations unable to reach consensus on the Ukraine war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced Russia's brutal war in Ukraine as he listed instances of human rights abuses in the country, as well as China, Afghanistan, Iran, and Syria, in a recorded address to the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva.
In the 75 years since the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted, there has rarely been a time when delivering on its commitments has been more urgent or more consequential to international peace and security, to development, to human dignity.
Mr. Blinken said the U.S. remained gravely concerned about the ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity that China is committing against Muslim leaders and other members of minority groups and children. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Thursday he would find it difficult to vote for a new deal on a post-Brexit trade with Northern Ireland, suggesting current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had let the European Union retain too much
power. I'm going to find it very difficult to vote for something myself, because something like this myself, because I believed that we should have done something different. No matter how much plaster came off the ceiling in Brussels. And I hope that it will work.
He made that speech to the Global Soft Power Summit 2023. Johnson broke his silence on the New Deal, which Prime Minister Sunak has described as historic and one that enables Britain to move on from the Brexit woes that have tainted ties so far. South Korea is calling on North Korea to respond positively to Seoul's offer of reunions of families separated by the Korean War. Unification Minister Kwon Young-se delivered the message at an event to celebrate the 54th anniversary of the founding of the ministry, stressing that there is not much time left for the surviving families. Almost 66% of the surviving family members were 80 years of age or older as of the end of last year, according to government data.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engines full power and liftoff. A cruise pitch. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
SpaceX launched 4 astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA on Thursday, including the first person from the Arab world going up for an extended months-long stay. The Falcon rocket bolted from Kennedy Space Center shortly after midnight. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.
I look up from the ground to see your sad and teary eyes.